It is the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson, joined by Adam Smith, Harriet Pryor, and Jim Johnson. We've got Rich Ferraro on the blower. He will be joining us. The setup, first and foremost. We are recording this before Newcastle United play Brighton. That sort of doesn't matter. Liverpool need two favours against Newcastle regardless. And also, let's be absolutely crystal clear. Leicester are finished. Hold out no hope for Monday. This will not cry itself in. Let's be clear about that. But also, we're not going to really get to the Newcastle game because it is Monday. And Brighton play Southampton anyway, which isn't really a game we're that interested or intrigued by at this stage of proceedings. The weekend very much has games that matter and games that don't. And Jim Johnson's going to have a tough time on this show, speaking about the end of Arsenal days. So we'll let him get stuck into Tottenham Hotspur at least. Isn't it great? Isn't it great how irrelevant they are, Jim? No one cares if he lives or die at this point.
I don't quite know what happened down the lane this year. I mean, you look at it through the microcosm of my own experience, and whilst I sit here blue and down in the dumps, look, I'm not blue or down in the dumps, I'm a realist, and you can hold me to everything I've said. Bring up the recordings. I never said we were in the title, we'll talk about that later, right? However, everybody, the whole world, told me that Tottenham were going to finish in the top four. They all told me they were going to finish in the top four. And the fact that is so not happening right now, it fills me with a sense of anarchic joy that goes with the nihilistic view that everything is rubbish right now, but Tottenham are that little bit more rubbish than everybody else.
Tottenham are that little bit more rubbish than anybody else. There was a thing last weekend as the Villa thing was happening to Tottenham, Adam, where I saw Phil Blundell. I keep quoting him on shows at the minute, which is hugely annoying and I might have to stop. But Phil observed there was people who were concerned we finished below Tottenham. And Phil's position was, my God, how miserable would that existence have been? That was never going to happen, and that would have been a truly miserable existence. They now can't get any number of points that troubles Liverpool. And I'm glad of that, Adam, because they're absolutely terrible at football.